Son of Porthos. Urged by Aurore and by his own sense of honor and duty, Joel is ready to leave his new bride and fulfill the king's commission by leaving immediately for Paris and Freiburg. It is less than an hour since the decision was made. Joel is changing from the pale elegance of his velvet and lace to the blue coat and scarlet breeches of a musketeer officer. And in the cobbled courtyard, all is activity. In the gathering dusk, Maupertuis, the musketeer, and the stable boys move like ghosts from lantern light to shadow, saddling the horses. And in the pool of yellow light from the house, the Duke of Almada and Wallerier stand watching. Two tall and vaguely menacing figures, standing so quietly, talking so softly.
The plans are unfolding smoothly, with never a fault.
You cannot complain, my lord. Though truly they say too much fortune is misfortune.
Superstition, Wallerier, and therefore a sin. One which we should ignore.
Yes, my lord.
There have been times when I have been more than irritated by the little Aurora's sense of honor, but we have reason to be thankful for it this night.
He persuaded him to go.
We have both the strong sense of duty. An admirable quality in one's enemy, Wallerier, which is so dependable. Had the Breton refused to go, it could have made things awkward. He is too big to argue with. Now, the game is ours.
We still have a long way to go, my lord.
Then nothing will miscarry, my friend, for are not you in charge of the next step?
It is a task that does not please me. Would it not have been better to send Esteban?
Then, my friend, there is no one I trust as I trust you.
I could be sure of that, my lord.
My friend, why not me? What have you done to deserve this calumny from you? I have trusted you with all my secrets. You know my every plan.
That is what I'm afraid of.
Oh, you grieve me deeply, friend. And what is there for me to say? How can I disprove these suspicions? Ah, believe me, you are my very dear friend. And I suggest that when this is over, stay. A little village in Barcelona might give you respite for a while. Oh, for sake.
You are kind, my lord.
But now to the task in hand. The Chevalier and his lady should be here any moment. You have made all arrangements?
Yes, my lord. The rascal Corbeau. You remember him?
He was the villain who attacked Manzel near the cathedral. He failed then, Wallerier. Are you sure of him this time?
More so because of his recent failure. He has a spike. Nay, several to repay. Will not miss this chance to do so.
And the place?
At Bondier Forest. Itself.
Good. It is a likely spot.
My lord Duke, the horse of the saddle, we should be on our way.
And so you shall be this moment, for I hear the Chevalier now.
Upon my sword, what a sight. Oh, it's a shame to kill him.
How well he looks in the scarlet and the blue with that great sword setting at his side. Oh, I wish it was some other we were sending on this journey. The sight of him and his sword catch at my heart each time I see them, for they remind me of... Oh, but no, his weakness, and I have a duty too.
You see, mademoiselle. I mean, Madame de Lochmarie.
It seems nothing will shake their charm and courage. He will not weep, at least not outwardly. Ah, my children, are you ready?
Yes, my lord. We are ready.
Our friend, Monsieur de Maupertuis, here is impatient to be off.
We will not keep him longer.
I have my orders, you understand, madame. I cannot be late.
We understand.
The Chevalier, I have selected my best war horse for you. He is saddled and ready.
You are kind, my lord.
And as you must needs have some attendant on this journey, I give you my most faithful servant and friend, Wallerier.
I am at your service, Chevalier.
I deeply appreciate this courtesy, my lord. I thank you.
Chevalier, the hour grows late.
I shall not keep you, monsieur. I will accompany you as far as the city boundary, there to give you further instructions. Will you be so kind as to mount? For we must go.
Farewell, Chevalier. May good luck travel with you.
Goodbye, my friend. Into your care I place my dear Aurora.
He could not be in better keeping, I assure you.
Farewell, my heart.
You do not go alone, my Joel. My soul goes with you.
You are as good as you are beautiful, Aurore. I shall be worthy of you.
God will bring you home to me, I know. Remember, I am your wife, proud to bear your name and happy in our love.
God shield you, sweetheart.
Chevalier,
I am coming. Farewell. I shall be back.
He is gone.
Madame, they are both gone.
Easy now. Easy. Chevalier, we part here.
You leave us here.
Those are my orders. These are the outskirts of Paris. You go on from here alone.
What then am I to do?
Report at once to Monsieur Louvet, Minister for War. He will give you the dispatches you were to take to Freiburg.
Will he be pleased to see me at this time? It is scarce light yet.
I can only give you the orders that were given to me. As a soldier, Chevalier, you would do well to obey them without question.
Have no fear, monsieur. I will do so. Farewell, then.
Farewell, Chevalier. And good luck ride with you.
Come, Monsieur Boulogne. On to Paris.
Locked and barred.
Are you sure that we have come to the right place?
This is the house of the Minister for War.
Then knock loudly on the door.
My orders say I am to see him without delay, and as a soldier, monsieur, I must obey orders without question.
Knock loudly. Wake the gentleman up.
I must confess, unchristian as it is, it will give me some pleasure to inconvenience someone else for a change. Go on. Knock, Bois Laurier.
As you say, Chevalier.
I have not heard. Knock again.
There, rogues and vagabonds. Give me nothing better to do than to wake good Christians from their beds at this hour. On your way, young sirs. Before I call Monsieur de la Reynie and have you thrown into the Bastille. Be off with you.
Is this the house of Monsieur Louvet, the Minister for War?
Oh, so you are a young gentleman of knowledge, are you? Then kindly have sufficient knowledge to realize that my master does not like to be woken at this hour. Go away!
I come on urgent business.
My master had sufficient urgent business but yesterday and did not return from the great wedding at Saint-Germain until so late. It would be worth more than my life to wake him up.
Monsieur, I beg of you. Tell your master the Chevalier de Loc Maria is here.
Oh, so it was you he saw married then. Why, didn't you say so before? I have a message for you.
Good. What is it?
Exactly what I told you in the beginning. Be off, and don't come back till noon. My master will see you then.
Noon? Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. Monsieur Louvain will see you at noon. Now go away, and if you cannot sleep yourself, pray have the kindness to let others do so.
Well, Chevalier, what now?
Turn about, Bois Laurier. Let us remount and make for an inn I know of. It is called the Moorish Trumpeter. It is a small place, to be sure, but they'll be welcome, I'll be bound, for I've friends there, and they'll be glad to see us without a doubt.
Come, Bois Laurier.
The Moorish Trumpeter and, please heaven, breakfast.
That must be the place you spoke of.
I can see the sign, and there's more life than at the last house we visited.
That man taking down the shutters. It's strange. I do not know that man. It's not a good Bonaron, that is certain. Nor yet little Friquet. Oh, well, perhaps young Bistoquet has gone, and there is another in his stead. He had not sufficient fighting spirit to stay long with Master Bonaron. Hey there!
Yes, your service, Chevalier.
Is Master Bonaron within?
Bonaron?
Mine host of the Moorish Trumpeter.
I am the host of this inn, monsieur.
Then, where is Bonaron, Friquet, and Bistoquet? Where are they gone?
I know not of whom you talk.
Then how did you take possession of the Moorish Trumpeter?
I bought it from a man who bought it from a man who was a soldier, monsieur, and
you get nowhere with this one, Chevalier. He's a simpleton.
This soldier, was his name Bonaron, perhaps?
Bonaron? I do not know, monsieur. I never heard his name. I bought it from a man who bought it from
I know.
They say there had been trouble, monsieur. The police were here. He was a poisoner, they told me. Oh, was it arson? I can't remember. You see, the man I bought it from a man...
Never mind, Master Landlord. Can you supply us with food and a bed?
Oh, yes, yes, I can do that, and gladly, for few customers come this way.
Come now, let us have breakfast and some sleep before we return to Monsieur Louis.
I will breakfast with you, monsieur, but not rest, for I have business to do in Paris before I leave.
Business? Shall I come with you?
Why, monsieur? Do you think I shall run away? This is personal business, which I can conduct myself. I shall be obliged if my watchdog will rest long enough to allow me this small freedom. It may be a long time before I am in Paris again.
Of course, Chevalier. I understand. As you say, it may be long before you are in Paris again.